Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the mirrors all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Candles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, folks. This is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom.
Yes, thank you for joining us another week here at By the By.
Yeah. Another week down, another week closer to holiday. Basically all I'm doing right now is I wake up every morning and I look at my clock and I say, or my calendar, and I say, how close until vacation?
Yes, it's always a good thing to have something to look forward to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the next few months are going to be pretty awesome.
I know, it's exciting.
Yeah, we've got had some good news today about some friends that are coming down and staying over Christmas.
Yes.
So that's really exciting. We might be having another splashing party.
Yes.
For my birthday.
We'll have to see if all the details can get worked out for that.
Yep. If all the little bits and bobs and pieces fall into play, fall into place, I should say. We'll be having Splashing Party 2.0, bitches.
That could be so exciting. We've had so many people that came to the first one that have been asking, are we going to do it again?
Are you going to do it again?
And then there's people that have simply heard about it that are asking, are we going to do it again?
Yeah, look, if it doesn't work out and we can't do it at our secret spot due to space, what I may end up doing is contacting a hotel and just saying, can I rent your ballroom? And no, you cannot come in. Also, can you cater?
Nah, if we can't do it at our secret spot, I'm sure we can find somewhere to do it.
Yeah, we'll find a big open area in the national park. Oh my God. Remember.
At least it's warm outside then.
Take only pictures and leave only footprints. And spaghetti. And chia seeds.
And Jell-O.
And chocolate sauce. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be great. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
So.
We've had a lot of sexy times.
It was the best of times. It was the sexiest of times.
We've had a lot of sexy times at our secret spot lately.
You know my line that I just... What book that's the beginning of? I did a parody right there. I don't know if you caught it.
I did catch it.
Yeah. It was the best of times. It was the sexiest of times. Which originally was, it was the best of times.
It was the worst of times.
You know what that's from? A Tale of Two Titties.
I was going to say Charles Dickens, but I was not going to go for titties. Oh, Jesus. I should know better.
Oh, my God.
I just walk into things like that, don't I?
It's great.
I'm going with a serious answer, and no, we have to go very inappropriate.
Well, it is a serious... Anyway, so we've had a lot of sexy times. Look, it was the best of times, it was the blurst of times.
Oh my God.
Those are from all my Simpsons fans out there. Anyway.
Oh, we're off to a good start.
Look,
hang in there, folks. It doesn't get better.
I'm tired. I've been doing emails. It's tiring. I love the emails that we get from our people, our listeners, our microphone people.
And you love,
I love them.
And you love it even more when I respond to them.
I do love it so much more. And when I respond to them, look, if you get emails back that are poor grammar and like don't make much sense and they're kind of rambling but very supportive, they're from me. If you get emails back that are really well punctuated and the grammar is amazing and the information is spot on and still really well supported, that's from Angela. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but these were specifically directed towards you, so you had to answer them.
Yes, they were from boys. Well, about boys being boys. Anyway, yeah, they were to
me. No, they were specifically directed to you. It was, hi, Bradford.
See, and we answer our own emails, so there, we do it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway, sorry. Let's focus on the podcast.
All right. Sexy times.
Sexy times.
Yes.
How far back are we going?
So we're going to talk about a few experiences that we've had recently at the Swingers Club. Because we've been, of course, going a fair bit lately, which, well, I mean, it's not anything out of the normal, but some months are better than others. This one we've seemed to have got an awful lot. Experience, though, is... So basically, we had this one sexy couple...
We're going in the Wayback Machine.
Oh, we're going in the Wayback Machine. So we had this one sexy couple that we had met at the Swingers Club in episode 27. And we had an amazing time playing with them, really liked them. There was some communication afterwards, but then it kind of fell off. And then we didn't really hear from them for about a year and a half.
I thought it was something you said. I'm kidding.
It probably was. Probably was. I can be very serious.
No.
C's not the only serious one out there.
Oh, but you both are so pretty and sweet, and we all love you all.
Yeah. So we didn't hear from them for a very long time, and then, lo and behold, one night, they showed up at a Sex Ed in the City class.
And it was like, oh, you look familiar, but I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, it had been so long that it was like, you look really familiar. And I know, like, they were sitting in the class because they'd come in and were sitting in the back. And she was just kind of waving.
Well,
and
I'm pretty sure really I checked cute. Them in because I'm doing all the check-ins now for the sex ed classes. And I'm pretty sure I checked them in. And it's like, when she saw me, she did this cute little wave. And I thought, oh, fuck, I have no idea who this is. And I feel so bad because I know they're going to be listening to this. Because if you go back and listen to episode 27, you'll learn very early on in meeting them that they were podcast listeners.
Yes.
Which, as I said in the podcast way back then in the Wayback Machine, they have very good taste. Unfortunately, I have very bad memory.
But yeah, it had been a long time. So they kind of came back and...
Episode 27, people. I mean, we're on episode over 115 something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
And so yeah, I'm trying so to defend myself. Don't defend yourself. It's okay.
Okay.
So they came back and we were reunited. And
it feels so good.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a lot of... So we talked to them a bit that night, but they didn't end up staying because I think that was the femme night.
Oh, you're right.
That was
right.
The was... ladies only. And so they, of course, left. But they've been back and they got back in touch with us in the meantime. And so it just kind of re-sparked everything. And I think it's a good lesson is that if somebody does kind of go away and then that doesn't mean that they're going to be gone forever. Just because you may have had some good times, you may not hear from them for a long time because life happens, you know, people get busy, things happen, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And B, if they come back, then just be glad and happy and accept them. Don't be like, why didn't you contact us? Don't do that. Come on, people. You're better than that.
You're better than that. I love it.
Just be like, oh, hey, yay. It's so good to hear from you again. Because that's kind of how we were. We were like, yay.
And another piece of advice that I'll give, which I think that they did amazingly, is if you might have sort of played with somebody, but you don't really remember it, in fact, she actually said it to me. She's like, I don't know if you remember, but we actually... played a little bit. And I was like, yeah, I remember. And I was like, I sort of remember. Now I remember it a lot because I've gone back and listened to the podcast. I'm so glad we do this.
I know.
Because then it's like, oh my God, I remember exactly what happened that night now. Yes.
They were Professor and Marianne.
That's right. Uh-huh. And we're considering changing their names to the Swingers formerly known as Professor and Marianne. You know, kind of as an homage to Prince.
Right.
I think she would look cute in a raspberry beret. Uh-huh. I think he would look cute in a raspberry beret. I think we should get them some raspberry berets. Anyway, it was interesting. It was kind of cool to reconnect after that much time. And I am so glad that we've reconnected
because
I really like both of them a lot.
Yeah, it's been good getting to know them a lot more in depth than how much we knew them before. So we've really kind of gotten to know them a lot better. We've had some more sexy times with them since, and I'm pretty sure there'll be more sexy times in the future.
Yeah, so. I know that we've got some stuff scheduled. Uh-huh. Sexy times on the books, baby.
Yes.
And just to add a couple little tidbits here, you know, not going to give up too much information, but this was the couple that we actually broke one of our normal rules with. Two of our normal rules, maybe even three, but I know two of our normal rules, which were, one, we followed them into the spa.
Yep.
And we never get in the spa. And two, we played with them on the night we met them.
Yep.
For the first time, yep. Which is really unlike us.
They were a special couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Uh-huh. That was fun. Yeah. And
So we reconnected with them. Yep. And so this particular night at the Swingers Club, we knew that they were going to be coming.
Yes.
And so they were going to be meeting us there. And then there was this other sexy couple that we had seen there probably a few weeks, a month before.
Yes.
Something like that. And we had had an amazing time with them.
Yes.
They were heaps of fun. And we thought personality-wise, everybody would get along well. And so we knew that both couples were planning on coming to the club that night. So Bradford and I were like, well, maybe we can get the six of us together and have some really fun, sexy times, because we thought personalities would mesh really well. And so once everyone arrived at the club and introductions were made, we did. It hit it off. That both couples hit it off really well. And it was just really good interactions between the six of us in the front rooms. We were kind of chatting and joking, and other couples were coming in and joining here and there. But I think it was kind of clear that
we were pretty core
to that group, yeah.
Which we tend, it's funny because we usually try not to do that.
But yeah.
We were all just sort of, when you really mesh really well with people.
And you get so excited.
Yeah. That you're talking and you're really animated, and other people would come in. And I think that they would see that the energy level that they were not near the energy level that the six of us were at. I think that's what ended up happening. And I feel kind of bad for that. But at the same time, it was, you know.
Yeah. Well, and we did interact with other people. It was just, I think it was, you know, it was just when it came to playtime, it was like, all right, I just kind of want it to be the six of us more so.
Yeah.
Which it was.
Your eyes just doubled in size, which it was. We went up to the Shackle Room because the orgy room was packed full.
Yeah.
Which
is funny because we normally like to go to the orgy room, but it was chock full and was like, well, we're just going to go find some more space now.
Let's go find somewhere else. So we end up in the Shackle Room, and that was actually a lot of fun, just the six of us. A couple of people came in and I think tried to worm their way in, I'm going to say, without actually having any consent communication or stuff like that. Uh-huh. But they were pretty much just sort of like, you know, no, thank you.
Right. And then I know that there were some people sitting on the sofa in that room watching or playing with each other, that kind of thing. Just typical
stuff. Which I think
that's
awesome. I'm totally okay with that.
Absolutely. I like that. That's nice. But so the six of us went up into the Shackle Room, and it was interesting because I think early on we kind of paired off a bit. But then we kind of started mixing up the pairs.
Yes.
And I always like that. So it wasn't really a complete puppy pile, but it was a very much of a just, okay, I'm playing with you now. After a little while, I'm going to go over here and play with this person. And
you're like, ooh, look, something new. Ooh, shiny. that was fun. And so...
And it was really nice just how well those two couples got along, as we expected that they would, but just everybody really just, I think, really connected, and it made it just that extra bit special and just a little more fun.
Yeah. And I know that they're communicating now, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we're communicating now, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a whole lot of...
Everybody's communicating.
Yay!
And everything is awesome.
Look at you bringing in the musical references. That was a great night, and then I think it was the next night, the next day, we had them over to our place.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
The Swingers, formerly known as Professor and Marianne.
Yeah. Maybe we should just call them Episode 27. I am not a number. I am a real man. We had them over to our place, and I cooked dinner.
Yes.
I don't remember what I cooked, but I'm sure it was amazing.
I remember some of what you cooked, but not all of it.
Really? Oh, yeah, I did. I did the roasted chicken piccata.
Yep.
That's right. That was delicious. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we went to a local bar and had some drinks.
That's right.
We came back and had some sexy times.
We had sexy times before we went to the bar as well.
Yeah. We like our sexy times.
It was kind of awesome.
It was a long sexy time, too.
It was a couple hours of sexy time, and that was... Oof.
Yeah, because we put her on the S, and... because the night before, while we were talking or playing or something at some point, she made the comment about wanting to be tied down and fed cheese.
That's right.
So on Saturday, we tied her down and to the S and we fed her cheese.
We should have baby birded her cheese.
And then the wax candle came out, the soy candle. So we did some soy candle massage and that kind of play.
That was actually fun because I actually think for most of that time, that was you were driving all of that.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of that time on the bed watching the three of you play. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, you guys pulled her off and put him on.
Yes. And so that way he could experience the soy candles and the... A little bit of massaging and some teasing.
And there was a lot of teasing, a lot of play. Uh-huh. And then at one point there was a double blowjob, which I think that every human being on earth should experience a double blowjob at some point in their life, if not multiple points in their life. That it was hot to watch and God love him. It was, his entire body was tensing up. It was great.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. And then we started a little more serious play and pairing off a little.
And you and she ended up on the S, and he and I ended up on the bed.
Yeah. And I did my classic move with her, where she started out on top, and I stood up, laid her down. That was... I should start giving a class in that. It's yoga sex. But there's only really one move.
Right. It's a very short class.
It's a very short class. Yes. But it was good. And, you know, it's funny because there's, you know, it's rare that I'm like instantly attracted to a female like that. So it was kind of cool to have a female that I'm like, wow, this girl's hot.
Yeah.
And she likes me. That's rare. thought there was only one of those, Angela.
No, there's lots of people out there.
Yay. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a fun day. Mm-hmm. We went back, had some drinks at an old local bar, then came back here. And I have no idea how it happened, but we all ended up back in our bedroom again. Mm-hmm. After all of us were pretty much tipsy, if not drunk. Then somehow you got out the womanizer suction thing.
Oh, because she was asking asking about toys. And
the next thing you know, we're all clothed and her pants are down and you're using the womanizer on her. And she clearly liked that. And I think you thought, and I think all of us thought, she was close to squirting.
Yeah. But she backed off.
Yeah. And you were like, I'll never forget the advice that you were giving her. Just relax and let it go.
Yes.
It was great.
Yeah. I think she was close, but just couldn't allow herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you then squirted.
Yeah. It's like, see, this is how you do it.
I'm not going to let this towel go to waste. So, yeah. Uh-huh. That was awesome. And the looks on both of their faces when you were done, it was like, that was great. Oh my God. I do remember that night because that was the night I was also packing for work and I was putting every suit that I own in a suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
Including one of the gentleman's shirts that he had left.
Yes.
Because Marianne said, ooh, I think that would look good on you. So you took it.
So I took it. And let me tell you, it did look good on me. Thank you, gentlemen. You can leave your clothes. That boy, let's just talk about a bit how we got that shirt. Because I love that boy. I love him. How on earth do you take a shirt off in the living room and we all go to bed and we wake up the next morning and he has to leave. But in order to leave, he steps over his own shirt.
On the floor in the living room in front of the front door.
In front of the front door.
Yeah.
He has to literally step over his shirt to leave.
We can give him the benefit of the doubt and say it was dark still. And he didn't turn the light
on. But it wasn't, and he does.
I don't know.
He's a mess. He's a mess. You know, look, gentlemen, you do not have to leave clothing here to come up with an excuse to come back to our house. You are always welcome here.
Yes.
Crazy man. I think we've ended up with his underwear, his socks, and his shirts. The only thing he's never left here is his pants, and it's only a matter of time.
Anyway. He takes them off all the time. He just doesn't leave it.
He's basically Bruce Almighty when he gets here. And he's naked. Like, dude, wait for the door to close. There are kids that live next door. So, yeah. Anyway. So, that was a awesome weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, the only negative about that weekend was we went to bed at 3 and my alarm went off at 5.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not so awesome.
To catch an airplane. That was great. So, yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. So, what other sexy stories do you have over there for
well,
us to regale?
Well, then there was the next weekend. So, you had been...
Excuse me.
You had been gone all week.
I had
you
been
were
gone all
traveling
week.
From Sunday till Friday.
Oh, do you want to know what happened to me while I was gone?
What happened to you?
I went to the sauna.
Oh, well, let's hear about that. Let's not jump to the weekend yet.
It just hit me. I never told you about this story.
All right.
This is going to be falling upon virgin ears. So, right. So I was in Melbourne for work. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares. And look, I just don't like Melbourne. Melbourne people are wonderful people. They're so nice. But your city has got terrible traffic and the weather is just
awful,
horrendous. And I don't understand how you people survive. Your coffee is the best coffee on earth. Anyway. So, and you also have the best gay saunas I have ever seen.
So they survive on coffee and gay saunas.
I think so. I think so. You would die down there since you can't go to gay saunas and you don't drink coffee. So I decided on one of the nights that I had free, because I'd try to meet up with a couple of people. I know a couple of ladies down there and one fella. One of the ladies has now blocked me on Facebook.
Oh,
I know, right? Seriously? Boo. Anyway, not bitter. And another lady was busy, and the fellow was traveling. So I was like, oh, boo. Okay. So we were staying close to the sauna. I was like, I'll go to the sauna. So I went to the Subway and walked in, and, I'm so comfortable there now. And I like that place because I know the layout and everything. I know what to expect. So I disrobe, and I get my towel on, and I go tramping about the sauna. And when I say tramping, I mean, I'm sure you're imagining me going, da, 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 and that's basically what I was doing.
Kind of, yeah.
I sort of wish the people at home could have seen. I mean, that's basically what I was doing, because I was prepared.
You were skipping and flailing your arms.
I was. Yeah. I was basically Mr. Burns after he gets his shots and health injections and stuff. I bring you love. So I walked to the sauna with a butt plug in. Because, right. By God, I was getting fucked. I'll make that very clear. That was my goal. Mm-hmm. So I got there and I'm wandering around. I probably had this butt plug in for like 2 hours at this point. So I am well relaxed. Went to the glory holes. Immediately, went down on somebody that just popped through the glory hole. And there was maybe an orgasm or two from that fella, which was like, good. Always pat myself on the back. I was like, I still got it.
if there's any question about that.
No, there's always question. I mean, it's like continual learning.
Right.
Continual education is the way you have to take when you have a job. So, I mean, I have a job. Anyway, so I wasn't seeing anybody that really struck my fancy. And I was kind of getting kind of bummed. I was like, well, I can wander around here for a while. And I'd been there for probably 35 minutes. So you feel like you've seen everybody at that point. And there was a couple people that I'd seen. They're like, oh, well, he's hot. But then, I would see somebody else like, oh, he's hot. And then you would see them see each other. And then they would go into a room together. I'm like, well, shit.
Not so, part of the hot club.
Yeah. Like, I just missed that. So I ended up walking, very rare for me. I walked into the wet sauna room because it was cold because it's Melbourne and I was still a little chilly. So I get in the wet sauna room and it's gigantic. That room is probably the size of our living room here. Mm. It's huge. And I sat down there for a little while and there was a guy. It's so hazy in there. You can't see anything, but there was a guy on the far wall.
So you just see a blob over there?
Well, it wasn't even that. He sounded like Darth Vader.
Oh.
I'm like, I am not staying in here with the Dark Lord Vader. So I left and then went into the dry sauna room. Okay. And I walked into the dry sauna room and there was this guy immediately there lounging back. Really cute. Kind of long, scruffyish hair. Big beard, but not too big. Just enough to kind of hold on to. Tall, little glasses, like John Lennon style glasses. Mm-hmm. Right in my wheelhouse. You know, what you made a face.
I'm just trying to picture wearing glasses in the sauna, but I guess if you want to
see... It was a dry sauna.
Yeah, but okay. I guess if you want to see people too, it helps.
Yeah, I always take my glasses off.
Yeah.
So we, I said, I was like, oh, hey, hey, cool. So I go in and sit down for a while and I'm like, okay, I can only stay in here for like 5 seconds because I do okay in wet sauna, do not do well in dry sauna. So I leave. And the second I leave, he follows me. I'm like, ha ha ha. Mm-hmm.
Somebody made a friend.
The worm has a bite. That's weird. Anyway, so and I walked into one of the big porn rooms that has like stadium seating and porn going on. I sat down for a little while, and he kind of came in, stood in the door, and we did the eye thing that guys do in saunas, and then he starts to walk away, and I'm like, all right, I'll follow. So I followed him, and then like I exited the door, and he was standing right there, and I ran basically right into him. Oh, whoa, sorry. He goes, hi. I went, hi. you want to get a room? He was like, yeah, sure. So we get in there. Really nice guy from Serbia. Mm-hmm. And so we walked into the room. It was like, it was one of the things I love about saunas. And there's, I mean, I know it's dirty, it's grimy, it's gross, but there's something really cool about like immediately going down on somebody after just saying, hi, I want to get a room. And that's just weird. I get it. But there's something I like about that. The just innate nastiness.
Animalisticness.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what was funny about this is I'm going down on him and he kept like going, oh my God. Oh my God. You are really good at this. You're really good at that. And he just kept saying it over and over. And I was at one point, I was like, the compliments are almost getting distracting. And he kept kind of pushing me back and trying to slow me down and pushing me back. And so finally, I had him laying down and I was going down on him. And finally he came and then he was like, wow, that was absolutely amazing. I was like, oh, thanks. I appreciate it. I said, you know, I like it. And so then we were cuddling for a little bit and big furry chest. So I'm kind of playing with the hair on his chest. And he was like, I really like you. He goes, you're one that I could just hug for a long time. I'm like, yeah. I said, I like being hugged too. And so we cuddled for a bit and then I started going down on him again. Cause you know,
as you do
at times, you know, I'm the you I'm the you of me's and saunas. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like immediately you're ready to go again. Let's go again. And so then, I was like, hey, do you want to fuck me? He goes, do you want me to fuck you? And I was like, I'm thinking to myself, well, I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want it, but good. Okay.
Play nice.
And that was consent. And I really appreciate it. And I went, yes. Ooh, woof. It was great.
Did you keep giving him compliments? You're really good at this. You're really good at this.
Yes, but I did it in my language, which is more, like that. That's how I say you're really good at it. And then at one point, it was like, I was on my back, and it was like, there was like a little bit of orgasm happening because he was hitting me right in the right place. Nice. And it was just, oh, it was great. Yeah. And then afterwards I was like, my God, that was great. You know, it's like, and we cuddled for a bit more and he was like, well, he was like, I wasn't even going to come out to the sauna tonight, but I'd had a really rough day at work. And I thought, you know, I just need to relax. And I was like, oh yeah, me too. He was like, I'm really glad I did. I was like, I'm really glad you did too. And then I was like, I'm occasionally in Melbourne if you'd like to trade numbers. He's like, oh, sorry, I don't do that. I'm just one off. I was like, fuck. You finally find somebody that you really like.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, boo. So we split ways, and then I wandered around the sauna again for a little while longer. I may have given another guy a blowjob, and then was like, all right, I need
may
to.
May have?
I did. I totally did. and then, yeah, so I was like, all right, I'm out of here. So then I packed up and went back to my hotel room and went to bed a very happy boy.
Good. That's a very good thing.
So that's... that was my story in Melbourne,
which
I know you had some stories while I was in Melbourne because you played house.
Yeah, the gentleman was here. He stayed 3 nights in a row, I think.
Yeah.
While you were gone. Yeah, I think it was 3 nights in a row he stayed over. Yeah, that was fun because it was a lot of play time, but it was also a lot of cuddle times, like sit on the couch and cuddle. And now when I say that, but one of the nights... he got here quite late, and I was in the middle of making a costume for Passion, so I kind of kept making my costume, and we just turned on some TV and watched some American Horror Story.
As you do.
Yeah, yeah, and then that was really dark, so then we cuddled, and it was kind of awesome.
That's fun.
But yeah, we had a lot of good sexy times, and that was fun.
So do you find... now, without, because when he's here, we often all sleep together in the same bed. When it's just the two of you, do you, because I know you have trouble relaxing and sleeping sometimes with new partners. Do you find that you sleep well with him?
Yeah. I sleep well with him.
That's good.
Yeah, definitely. I have no problem with that.
That's good. Yeah. Me too, because whenever he's spent the night, I always sleep like a dead baby rock. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. No, I don't have problems sleeping with him.
Cool. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was good. It was fun. It was definitely a little bit different. And it's funny because I've gotten so used to, you talk about playing house, but I've gotten so used to you and our relationship and the fact that you pretty much always have dinner ready or at least are in charge of dinner. Whereas with him, it was, you know, are you going to be around for dinner? Are you not?
Yeah.
And if you are, am I cooking? Are you cooking? But it was easy because the first night he was like, hey, I'm at the shops. I'm picking up whatever for dinner.
Yeah.
Sure, great. And so then the next night I was like, all right, so I picked up stuff for dinner. And so it was fine. It was just easy. But it was just, it was the night that I had to cook, though, which I don't mind cooking sometimes. But the night that I had to cook, I just didn't get as much other stuff done. And so I know I went to work the next day and told one of my coworkers, I was like, I don't really like cooking dinner. It takes so much time out of the evening.
Welcome to my world.
I know.
That's why, I often feel guilty because I'm like, I don't do anything. Like, I do less podcast stuff than you do. You do a lot of podcast work. But, like, when I'm done cooking, I'm just like, I'm
but it exhausted. Takes a, it takes a bit of time, though, to cook dinner. And then, you know, one of us usually cleans up afterwards, whether it's you or I.
Yeah.
We kind of rotate that a bit. But it does, yeah, it was one of those. I was just like, oh, like, by the time you come home from work and do that, and thank God we don't have kids.
Yes,
if we had to deal with that too, that would be bad.
And how would they deal with having two fathers and a mother? Actually, it'd be probably good for them.
And lots of aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
They'd be well loved.
You know, they would be well loved, and it'd be good for them. It takes a village, people. Anyway, so yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a really good week. Okay, so yeah, so going on that week, you were supposed to get home on Friday night later, but still in time to go to our secret spot.
Right, but then I thought, ooh, I'm going to be able to fly out early.
Yeah.
So I thought, ooh, I'm going to get home at like noon and have time for a nap.
Right. But there were weather issues, and so you ended up not getting home until almost midnight.
Yeah, I think I walked in the door at like quarter to midnight.
Yeah, it was super, super late. So you barely got home on Friday night, and I think we're kind of lucky that you did.
Yes.
And
I just want to make the point that I was already predisposed and pre-set up to be pissed off.
Yeah.
I had spent 12 hours at the airport. Admittedly, I was lucky and was in the lounge, so I had free.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Free internet, free food, free beer. So, I mean, that was good. But I really wanted, because the gentleman and another play partner were going to the club.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to see both of them because I hadn't seen, you know, him in a week and her in forever.
Yeah.
And so I was all excited to get to see him. And then that happened, and I was like, I'm just going to be pissed off. And I was angry.
Meh, 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 meh.
Exactly. That's how I was. I was like, rawr. But I got home, and you were like, when I landed, you were like, do you want a red wine or a tea or what? You know, you texted me all these things, and I was like, I don't want anything. But then when I got home, you opened the door, and I lugged my 10,000 kilo suitcase up the stairs, and you opened the door, and you were wearing only a robe.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Because it was midnight on Friday.
Yeah, but you don't wear robes. And
I actually don't wear robes very often.
You're rarely nude out in the living room.
Yeah, unless it's summertime.
Yeah, because it's so fucking cold.
Yeah, right now it is very cold. I am not nude in the living room.
No, me neither. So, yeah, so that was kind of cool. And then you were like, I have a bath already made for you. I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. And we got in the bathtub together.
Yeah, we did.
That was great. I liked that.
So we had a little bit of a bath and a little bit of relax. We had some candles. No hair got lit on fire, though. I made sure to move them well away from the hair areas.
Never going
to
live that down, am I?
No.
Yeah. I still follow her on Instagram. Anyway.
Yeah, so we had a nice bath, and then we had, I'm pretty sure we had sex that night.
Oh, we did.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we did.
Oh, that's right. Because we got out of the tub, and yeah, okay, now I remember. Yeah. Took me a moment, but yes.
Yeah,
that was very animalistic. But then we went to sleep and whatever, blah, blah, blah. The next day, we decided to go to our secret spot because we didn't make it there on Friday. So even though...
Right, and it was the masquerade party.
Yes, it was masquerade, and we had some masks that we'd gotten previously, hadn't had a chance to wear them yet. So it was a good chance to kind of bust them out, and I think you were kind of itching to go since we didn't make it there on Friday night. And so even though our friends weren't there, we were like, well, we'll just go to masquerade and see what happens.
We usually know at least somebody at
the club. Yeah, there's usually somebody there. But it was actually ended up being one of those just really great nights. I think because we were both primed and ready to go to our secret spot. We'd been looking forward to it.
We were well rested because we went to bed early the night before, just after midnight.
Yeah, so we'd gone to bed fairly early.
Like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that night before. And then, of course, slept in, and we'd been home all day. So it's not like we'd been out and about rushing and whatever. But yeah, so we'd really kind of had a lot of just lead up and build up to going to our secret spot and really looking forward to it. And so we were both kind of primed and in really good moods. And we got to our secret spot, and it was a really good crowd that night.
Everybody had such a great attitude.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Everybody was positive. There were a lot of people that it was their first time to our secret spot. There were a few couples anyway, that were traveling through from various places. But everybody was positive and fun and happy and just really, just primed for a good time, I would say.
Yeah.
And so it was good interaction, good mobility between couples, people kind of moving around, wandering and talking to each other, even during play, because whenever we went up to the orgy room to play, admittedly just with each other. But yeah, we wanted to have more of that animalistic girl sex. So we went up to the orgy room, and I know that there was at least one couple, I think two, that we told them, we were like, hey, you know, if you want to come join us, we're going to go up to this room and, you know, we'll be up there. And so we did, and we started to get into our kind of girl sex. And then one of the couples came and laid down on the bed next to us and started playing. And so there was a little bit of interaction with them. And at some point in the play, and I might be getting everything out of order, I don't exactly recall, but at some point there was another couple on the bed. You know, there's some other people in the room kind of in and out and around. But then on the far side of the bed, there was another couple that we had not talked to.
Right.
I had not seen them.
Yes.
No interaction whatsoever. And so they were playing on the far side from us because we were on the other side. And she came around and came over and started kissing on me. And, you know,
Did she get consent before she did that?
Well, she kind of leaned down.
Because I was busy going down on you and I missed it.
Yeah, because I was on the end of the bed. You were going down on me. But she kind of looked at me and as if she was going to kiss me. And there wasn't verbal in exchange, but she kind of raised her eyebrows, that kind of like, you know, a nonverbal, is it okay?
Okay.
And it was fine with me. And she smelled really good. She was pretty and she smelled good.
I don't know why that strikes me.
And
it's so funny.
So I kissed her a little bit and, you know, we kind of fondled each other and played with each other a little bit. And at that point, the other couples that were in the middle of the bed had kind of been encroaching and moving over towards where we were. So we were getting kind of squished in. Whereas where that lady and her partner were, there was a fair bit of space.
That's right. I do remember this because you were sitting straddle me and I pulled off my famous Bradford move.
Yes. And so I was like, why don't we go over there where there's more space? And because her partner was over there as well. So it's like, let's, you know, try and move stuff over that way. And so we did.
I did my yoga move.
You did your yoga move.
Once again, that's twice in two stories. That's awesome. Don't remember if I did it in the third story. But
did you do it in the sauna?
I did not.
Okay.
Strong as I look, babe. Strong as I look.
And so we went over there and her partner, again, there was no communication. Admittedly, we didn't really interact much with them. But he was kind of sitting back you know, doing his thing, just kind of watching. And she was interacting with him some, but then she would also come and kiss and fondle me, and it was fine. So there was a bit of that. And then one of the other couples on the bed went and was interacting with them. And one of the couples that we'd been talking to downstairs had made it up. And so there was a lot of interactions, just kind of just big orgy room kind of stuff, you know, as you do.
You know, typical orgy room. Yeah. I mean, come on, folks. It was a typical Saturday night orgy.
But it was really good because there was just a lot of interaction. But what I think is funniest about all of that is that after we got done playing and we cleaned up, we went downstairs and we got a drink. We basically were at the bottom of the stairs to the orgy room for a while. Never saw that couple again.
I think they are ghosts.
I really do.
Because we didn't see them before and we never saw them again. We were sitting at the bottom of the stairs and they never came down.
Yeah. Never, never, ever saw them again. Don't know who they were. Ghosts.
Ghosts. It's the ghosts of OSS.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep, there was no communication. There was nothing. It was just, poof, they were gone. And, I mean, maybe we both turned our back at the same time and they scooted past. I have no idea.
We did long blinks. I don't know, maybe. But you're right. It was weird because I was like, because I didn't notice it really until you said, they never came down. I'm like, you're right.
But then they weren't up there
anymore.
And
you go up there and you're like, they're not here.
Yeah. That was fun, though, because we went back downstairs and sat in one of the front lounge rooms talking to some of the couples again for a while. They'd gone up and played. One of them was in the room with us. And yeah, but it was just such good people, so much fun, and just really open, honest people. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because I know that was the night that we did something we don't normally do at the club, which is we split up. And you were sitting in the second lounge room. We were sitting in the second lounge room. You were at one end of the lounge, and I was at another.
Oh, you mean split up like that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the social aspect of it. Because typically we're sitting next to each other. We may not be talking to the same people, but we're at least together. But you got up to go get a drink or something, and then when you got back, someone had taken your seat. So you just walked around. Mm-hmm. And one of the fellas came over and was talking to me. And we were just talking about just like general life swinging. And he was saying, yeah, it's like, you know, we go to parties, but you know, sometimes people will talk to us and then we'll never see them again. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of how it goes though. You know, you talk to somebody and if you don't jump on it quick, you might not get another opportunity. Mm. And so we were just kind of chit-chatting and I really liked talking to him. He stood out to me cause he was very well dressed. Mm-hmm. So then when we went back upstairs to play, they were up there as well, or they came with us or they came shortly after and we played a bit with them, which was, ooh, fun.
It just, you know,
it's funny cause, I know that not everybody likes 69. Uh-huh. I love 69. Yeah. That's my favorite position.
Yeah. Cause we went up again and played with them and that was fun. Cause he was fun to go down on.
Yeah. And she was fun to 69 with. It was just like, it's great. I love 69 because, you know, it takes some of the pressure off of me because I don't have to focus on me. And it's like, oh, my God, I'm getting close, but I don't have to worry about it because I'm not thinking about me because I'm going down on her.
Right.
Any of that make sense?
Yes.
I feel like I need to bring out a whiteboard. If you follow the whiteboard, with person A going down on person B and person A is worried about becoming C.
It was really good. And I think it was just one of those surprising nights because while we were primed and ready to go to the club, it was honestly more that we just wanted to play with each other.
Yeah.
We didn't expect to meet really great people and have such a good time, a couple of play sessions. We didn't really expect
all
of that.
It's always like that, though. And it's becoming, I think what's happening for us is the more we go into the club thinking we'll only play with each other, the more... Like
the more likely it is we'll find somebody.
Yeah, it's like the universe is tempting us. Oh, yeah? Try this one, fucker. I mean, that's basically what it's doing. Because I'm assuming now that we're done with this story, we'll talk about the next story, which is we went to an awesome meet and mingle that's hosted by a couple from farther up north.
Yeah, they've hosted several of them that we've been to. Yes. They're always really good.
And this was like a Winter Wonderland meet and mingle or something. It had a name. Honestly, I didn't look at the name, which had I probably wouldn't have worn what I wore, which was a dark gray suit with a dark black t-shirt. Anyway, so we get there and there's a bunch of people and the mingling was great. They create groups of people where everybody wants to talk to everybody.
They do a good job at like you said, the groups of people, the people that are there, are all ones that are fairly compatible and will mingle and talk and have something in common. But they also do a good job of having a couple of games that are very good at getting people to mix up. And that way you don't just get stuck talking to the same couple all night long, but they do a very good job at keeping people mingling throughout the night.
You're absolutely right. And their games are fun. Like this was this time they did a trivia game where they gave you a sheet of trivia questions and each couple had one of the answers. So if you didn't know the answer, you had to wander around to ask people what the answer was. And so, you know, it was just funny because, you know, one of their questions was who hosts the podcast by the by, which, you know, the way to my heart is to suck up to me. And that's why they're in my heart. So, but, you know, they do run a really great party.
They
the people that they select to come to these are always fun. So after the meet and mingles, they were all going to couples club. And you know, it's one of those things, why buy the milk or why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free kind of thing. So we were like, number one, we weren't going to the club. We had no intention of going to the club.
No, and they knew that to begin with.
Yeah, and we told them from the beginning, we're not going we're not going to the club.
Yeah, because I just
we're probably not going to any club.
Yeah, because I just don't like it as much. Yeah. But even so, neither of us were particularly in the mood to go to the swingers club that night. So we're just like, we're going to just go home afterwards.
So getting dressed, we were both like, we're not going to go out. Let's just go. I want to be social and say hi and support this community. But then let's just come home and we'll have great sex at home.
Yeah.
Well, both of us being us, at one point I said to you, I was like, well, yeah, I'm just going to throw, I put on, because it was glow party night at OSS. I was like, well, I've got all my glowy underwear under this and I've got a cock ring in my pocket.
Just in case.
Just in case. And you were like, oh my God, that's hilarious. I just put glowy underwear in my purse and I grabbed a pair for you just in case. So,
because we know how we are. We have no intentions. But once you get into it and
depending, the road to OSS is paved in good intentions.
I know. we really did intend on coming home afterwards. But
Because that was, you know, that had been a rough emotional week for both of us. And we really just wanted to be with each other.
Yeah.
And so we start walking back towards Central Station and we were both kind of humming and hawing. And I was like, well, let's just walk to OSS. We can pop in and say hi.
Yeah.
And
not stay long and then leave.
Not stay long and then leave.
Yeah.
So we started the walk over there and we talked the entire way, which was great. And then as we got closer, it was like, I'm hungry. You were like, I'm hungry too. And so just to preface a bit, because I knew I wasn't going to have sex with anybody but you, I may have overindulged on the alcohol at the meet and mingle. I think I had 4 or 5 beers there. I think you had 2 glasses of wine and I just kept ordering beers.
Yeah, I only had a couple because it had been an emotional week. I just didn't feel like drinking a lot.
You were responsible and I was just like, what does it matter? I'm not going to a club. I ain't getting laid tonight. I mean, other than that.
I don't count.
I've never had performance issues with you. Like even like drinking massive amounts of alcohol, I'm still managed to get an erection with you. But everybody else is sort of like, ooh, whiskey dick. But so I was like, there's no risk. So then we go to Wings and Tins and we get a couple of buckets of wings because, you know, what's it matter? We're not going to go and get laid so we can get fat. And so we like food baby fat. And so we stuff ourselves and then I drink another drink and then we get to OSS and holy shit, the place was hopping.
It was so packed. It felt like a really busy night. And I don't know if it actually was busier than normal or if it's because we got there later, because it was probably about 10:30, maybe 11.
Yeah.
And maybe it was because we got there later that things were already happening and people were moving around and doing, you know.
And it was hot in there because they had the heat on, which good for them, but they also had like a million people. So it was just like stuffy.
Yeah. So it was just really, really, it felt really busy. I don't know if it was busier than normal or not, but it felt really busy. And of course, as soon as we walk in, there's sexy couple number one that we had. They'd been to a pendulum party.
And the gentleman had played with them.
Yes, the gentleman had played with them, and we were all very jealous of him.
Very jealous.
We had both had our eye on them. They just are both gorgeous, and they were.
Yes.
We talked to him a little bit then, and they were super nice. And but of course, that last pendulum party, we didn't play with them, and so it was one of those. Oh, well, we'll see him again around at some point. Not realizing that this would be that point.
Yes.
And so we walked in, we saw them, and then
like, oh, hey, guys. And they're like, oh, hey. And we're like, we'll come talk to you later. We turn around, sexy couple number two.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, sexy couple number two was there. And so we had seen them a number of times at the club off and on, but it had been a while. And I don't think we've ever played with them before. No.
No. I mean, I don't even think we've ever even been in the same room when we were all playing. But we've talked to her. I remember talking to both of them.
We've talked to both of them for lengths of time.
Yes.
Yes. And really like them. And they're both really cute. And it was, but it just never had a chance to play with them. And so it was like, holy shit, there's these two really sexy couples that we're really interested in. And A, we don't really feel like playing. And B, I felt a little gross because I was like, ugh.
And you had food baby from wings.
And but still, it was just like, and so we maintained that we were only going to play with each other.
Well, and because sexy couple number one actually walked up to us, oh, what are you guys up going to do tonight? And I was like, I am only playing with Angela tonight. It's like, I'm really, you know, it's been one of those weeks and I'm really just going to focus on her tonight. And she was like, oh, okay. And then you were like, do you want to go get dressed down? And I was like, yeah, that's all right. And then you looked at her and went, well, we might just go up to the orgy room and put on a show. And she looked at you and went, well, if you guys are putting on a show, I want tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, God damn it. Like, okay, Bradford, you got to sober up, buddy.
Start chugging water.
It's like, oh, my God, these beautiful people want to play with us. And this goes back, and I actually wrote it down on my phone. It's one of those things that I'm really bad about putting people outside of my league.
Yeah.
And assuming that they are way out of my league. Mm-hmm. And I would have put both of these couples in that category.
I would agree.
Look, you know, I know I'm not unattractive, and I know you're beautiful. Roll your eyes all you want. But I also, you know, I'm also realistic.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm a solid 7. And I would have put both of these couples in the upper 9 echelon category. They're outside of my league.
No, I would agree.
Because we're a team, I think they're outside of our league.
I would agree. I would have put them outside of our league. And so I was kind of surprised that it was like they were even interested.
Yeah, when she's immediately like, oh, I want tickets to that show. And I'm like, well, really? Because I'll give you a backstage pass. And so, yeah, we ended up changing and then chatting with them. And then we're like, oh, well, let's all go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Still not sure how that happened. And then there we are all upstairs.
Yep. So we went up to the Shackle Room again. And now, admittedly, when we started off in the Shackle Room, we were coupled off. So I was playing with you.
Yes.
And everybody was playing with their respective partners.
Partners, yes.
And so that's how we all started. And there was one couple on the bed. You and I were on the couch. One of the other couples was on the couch.
Yeah.
And then
made a joke about taking over the bed from them.
Yeah. And so then it got to the point in our play, you and I, we were kind of kissing and making out. And it got to the point that we're in a little more space. I wanted to lay you down and go down on you for a bit. And so we moved over to the bed and took up a little space off the bed from them. And then the third couple came onto the bed. So we all ended up on the bed. And then I think that's kind of when a little more interaction started happening between us. So it was really interesting because I feel like we interacted with one of the two couples more than the other couple, even though I would say we're equally interested in both.
Yes.
It was just positioning and communication. And because at the beginning, while we had been talking and even joking about things and whatever, there was no, what are your limits? What are your comfort zones? We didn't do that quick little something.
You know, we did unfortunately, it was one of those situations where we knew one couple had been to Pendulum and we knew they were both bi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other couple, we knew that, we knew her play style.
Yeah.
And so,
but we didn't really know his.
Didn't know his, and so we were trying to respect her play style, mm-hmm. and it just ended up.
Yeah,
I wish we had. And I even said to him at the end of the night, I wish we had all sat down and just had a quick 3-minute discussion on what's okay.
Yeah,
because you know I was interested in every human being on that bed.
I would agree.
And we had some amazing bi play while up there, both for girls and the guys. It was kind of awesome. It was one of those rare moments, too, where people would come in and watch. And oftentimes, I'm used to seeing people come in, seeing that there's guy-on-guy play, and then leaving. We had a couple couples that would come in, see there's guy-on-guy play, and sit down and
watch.
Have
a sit. Yeah.
I'm like, awesome. And that does make me happy. And to have, you know, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things that I look at the couples that we were playing with, and both of those guys were just hot. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, yay, it's okay when hot guys do it. But then I'm like, oh, anyway, no. But so anyway,
it was really amazing. It was so much fun.
So awesome.
Yeah. It was just, it kind of, we went on for quite a while, and there were people that came in. There were people that were playing kind of around us in the space. But admittedly, I blocked everyone out except for the six of us.
Yes, ditto.
Every now and again, I would see, like, you know, feet or people or shadows or something, but I really didn't focus on what anyone else was doing except for the six of us.
Yeah.
And it was really good, and I really look forward to having some more time with each couple at some point in the future. I'm sure we'll see them there again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I really do look forward to that, especially now, having had more conversations around play styles and what's okay and what's not. I think that really helps.
And I know that one of the couples is coming back for Pendulum, and I'm hoping that both couples come back for Pendulum.
Yes.
That was, yeah, because they were, again, I think they're out of our league, and it's just sort of like, wow, they like us. They really like us.
And it was fun. They were really...
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we ended up having a surprise orgy, which, you know, I don't think... That was awesome.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Memories.
Anything else over there on your list? Or are we going to start wrapping up?
No, I think we're good to wrap up.
Do we want to throw in a quick question?
Yeah, if we've got time.
Oh, we got a little bit of time.
Okay.
So this is going to be a relatively simple one, I think, because I can't remember anything that's like this has ever happened. But somebody asked us, has anything ever happened during a play session that has made you instantly stop and leave the session?
I cannot think of a time when we have stopped and left. There was a time we tried. There was a couple up that we played with in the petite room. We were not going to play with them because it was very clear they did not want to play. And at the beginning of the night, they said that.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, somewhere along the way, they went up to the petite room. We thought it was just the two of them that were going to go play. But then they invited us along. And I mean, she was really hot. And he was...
Attractive.
And yeah, so it was kind of like, okay, you know, we didn't think they wanted to play with anybody tonight. I thought it was just going to be them, but sure, we'll, you know, go join them. So we went up there.
That's right, because we went expecting it to be side-by-side play,
yes,
not any kind of swapping.
Right. We thought it was just going to be same room, sex with your own partner kind of play.
Yeah.
And then there ended up being some swapping, but at some point it became clear that she was not comfortable with what was happening. And so we tried to excuse ourselves, but then she was like, please don't leave, please don't leave. And I was like, okay, this is now really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. And it was like, well, I don't want to...
You don't want to leave because you don't want to abandon her because you don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's... Yeah.
Yeah, what the relationship actually looks like.
Right. And so it was kind of like, oh, okay. And so that was the one time we did try to leave because we were just like, okay, we're going to excuse ourselves for a minute, go get some water, and we'll, you know, whatever. But but we never actually made it out.
Yeah. I don't think
there's ever been a time that we've had to be like, I can't handle this, or something's happened, or somebody's done something.
Exactly.
No.
And I'm trying to think if there's something that would happen that would make us do that. You know, it's funny because anything that would make me immediately leave would make me go get the staff to make sure that the other person immediately left as well, like permanently. Because I'm thinking of something like stealthing, where somebody would take off a condom mid-play and try to go in bareback. That would be, I would just go downstairs and talk to Lawrence, and that person would be ejected from the park. You know, and I'm thinking like any kind of unsolicited or unrequested violence, because, you know, sometimes rough play is requested, and that's, you know, that's okay. But if it's not requested, that would do it.
Mm-hmm.
But most stuff,
or
any kind of misogynistic kind of...
I'm also trying to think if there's ever been a time that we've just started any kind of play and been like, I don't really feel it, and then want to end it, but I don't think so.
We have. You know, there are people that we definitely avoid, and I can think of a couple people like that, you know, when they start stuff, we just leave.
Because we know that we're not going to click with them.
Because we know that we don't, we're not going to click
with
them. They're not our people.
And we're not going to enjoy playing around them.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, and typically that has to do with their attitudes towards sexuality and bisexuality and their inherent toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
But we don't get into situations with them, so we don't have to leave.
Yeah.
We tend to not go to the playrooms with people that we don't already at least know that we're going to have some sort of chemistry with,
right.
And both emotional and mental.
I will say, away from the club, I don't think there's ever been a time that you and I have had a situation like that, but I have had a guy come home with me, and he was a very, very bad kisser, and I just...
Oh my God, I do remember this story. Yes, tell the story, because...
Well, I think we told it before.
It's still, tell it again, it's a great one.
So it was one that, so I'd met him out at a bar one night, something. And then he contacted me again later on, and we were, I think, we were away for a long weekend or something. So I was like, oh, well, you know, I'll let you know when we get back in town. You know, we can meet up. And at that point, you were traveling for work. And so I went out and had a drink with him. And he was, yeah, it was nice, good conversation, whatever. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, so I invited him back to our place. And we get back there, and he comes in. We're sitting on the couch making out. And he was just, it was just... desperate. Like, he was a bad kisser. He was all gropey, grabby, whatever. And it was just like, this is not fun. It's not sexy at all. It's not sensual. It's not fun. I don't want to have sex with him. So I didn't. I kicked him out.
I remember getting those texts. Like, I'm like, how's it going? I kicked him out. I'm like, what?
Because I was just like, I don't want to do this. And so I just stopped kissing him. And I was just like, you know what? I am not feeling this anymore. I don't think it's not going to be good. It's not going to be enjoyable. I don't want to keep going down this path. And
on the bright side, you were lucky that he didn't try to enforce himself on you.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, or try to convince you.
I think he was just more shocked than anything.
That's it. Kick him out of the house and lock the door before
they... I felt a little bad, but at the same time, it was like, if I'm not going to enjoy it, why?
Do it? Yeah.
Why?
The only time I can remember trying to stop play was at a sauna in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Where
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, where I had two guys push me into a room and then immediately lock the door.
Yeah.
And it was just like, for some reason, red flags started going off. And I was like, guys, I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. And I was never back.
Yeah.
I ended up leaving.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't like this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because one guy was being extremely aggressive. And I was like, and he was hung like a beer bottle. I'm like, no, that thing is not going near me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I do remember that one.
But that's the only time I've ever just, it's like that, you get those gut feelings. And yep. I think that you should always follow your gut.
Oh, absolutely. Always follow your gut. Yeah.
You have those instincts for a reason. Go with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And worst case that happens, you know, even if it potentially might not have been a bad situation, it at least wasn't going to be good, or you wouldn't have had that feeling.
Exactly.
So
spot on.
Just
spot
on. If you have a gut feeling that something's not right, something doesn't feel good, just pull, get out of this. Yeah,
yeah.
Get out of the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Awesome.
That's some of our recent sexcapades.
Oh,
so
many sexy times.
I know. And the best ones are the awkward, like, impromptu sexy times.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And by the way, because I didn't say it, I do remember when we were on the couch in this shackle room, I did stand up and lay you down on the bed so I could then go down on you.
Uh-huh. There you go.
So, 3 for 3, baby.
Yep.
Mic dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, don't drop the mic. They're expensive.
No, please don't.
So,
before we head out, though,
yeah,
we do have 2 quick shout-outs.
Ooh.
We got to say hi to Mama Felix.
That's right.
And hi to Mama Danny.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Mama Danny. Hi, Mama Felix.
Yes, your boys are lovely.
They're
love them.
They're such good boys. They're smart as they are handsome, and that's a compliment. So, yeah, we really like working with them. So, for those who don't know, we do Dawns with Lakey on the radio station every Tuesday morning. It's the Hit Network with Lakey.
Dawns with Lakey is the name of the show.
Yeah, the name of the show is Dawns with Lakey. Mm-hmm. And then producer Felix is the producer of the show. And so we go in and every Tuesday morning we're on the air bright and early in the morning. And as I understand it, we have 2 lovely listeners out there with Mama Felix and Mama Lakey, Mama Danny.
Yeah.
I don't know which one.
One she prefers, I don't know.
But we'll defer to her.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always, it's so much fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, they have sweet boys.
They do. So, awesome. I'm glad you remembered to give them a shout out, because I had thought about it during one of your talk when you were telling a story. Uh-huh. And I was like, I should write that down, and I didn't.
Yeah.
So, that's our show for this week. Thank you very much, folks. Mm-hmm. And yeah, give us a shout out. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com or on all social medias, Instagram and Twitters and Facebook. Oh my. We are at By the By Podcast on the interwebs, www.bytheby.com.au. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And if you want to see a little more or hear a little more, check out a few extras, you can find us on OnlyFans.
Yes. So we've got the OnlyFans.com account. We put up extra pictures, some audio stuff. We're working on some more audio stuff and some video stuff. It's just if you want to help us keep the lights on, and rather than do a Patreon page, because Patreon calls us porn, which I love that. That's honorable.
So bizarre.
I love it. We're porn.
So bizarre.
It's great. But yeah, it just helps us keep the lights on. You know, podcasting, you know, it isn't free, but we love to do it. So we keep doing it. But yeah, so check us out and we'll talk to everyone soon. Send us your questions.
Yes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.